be part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
We are going to be speaking to Tashinga, who should be joining us right about now. I think she is already on the line. Good afternoon to you, Tashinga.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm very well.
Great stuff. Tashinga, to tell us about homeschooling. You know, it's an education program alternative to attending public or independent schools where a parent of a learner compulsory school going age may provide education for their own children at home. Now, we have discussed this subject in the past, but today we are actually going to be hear a personal account from a parent who has a first-hand experience on the subject. Now, Tashinga, share us from your own experiences the factors that led to your decision to homeschool your own child.
Thank you. Let me start by greeting the listeners and greeting you as well. You know, when it comes to homeschooling, it's a funny story that my wife left her job at the time because of problems at the workplace, and she would wake up in the morning and take our son to school, and she had to, you know, take him on foot, not too far from where we stayed. So she would walk him to school and take him there. And he was still quite young. I think he was about 2 years old. And one day as she was, you know, she woke up early and she was in a rush and she ran late and she was taking him there. And on her way there, she was like, "What am I doing? Because I'm not working, but I'm taking my two-year-old son to school.
Okay.
Why can't I take care of him, you know, and give him whatever lessons he needs to learn from home?" So that's how it all started. And then as time went by, we went deeper in terms of learning, you know, how to homeschool almost on a permanent basis, right? So our idea was, who's a better teacher than the parent of the child? Than the parent, you know. So that's how it all began, and from there we started to discover resources that were available for homeschooling, and yeah, we went deeper and deeper into that.
Wow, quite an interesting story there. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, please do share with us the pros and cons of homeschooling, particularly those are specific to, you know, Christian parents and learners.
Okay, so I'll start with the cons, then I'll go to the pros. So the cons are that children can be isolated, and they can feel so as well. Children want to be out there and they want to play with their mates and stuff like that. So if you start it, especially after having taken them to conventional school, it's important to explain it to them and make sure that they buy into it. So that they don't feel left out or they don't feel awkward. Pros are lack of social interaction and kind of feeling isolated. The pros are, you get to control the environment in which your child spends time, especially from a Christian perspective. The world we live in today is full of so many things, right? There's so much exposure to different things. And in the schools public schools, private schools, there's a lot happening. And particularly in South Africa, we see drugs at schools, even at primary school, you know, and children are engaging in sexual activity. And there's a lot of negative influence, the type of music children are listening to nowadays and so forth.
Mm.
So you have the pro of kind of being able to control that to an extent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And it's very important what you mentioned, especially the influences that are out there. You really just want to take your child out and give them a protected environment. Now, tell me, does a parent have to be an expert in all these subjects, truly? I mean, even a specialized subject like science, maths or computer programs, etc.?
Well, before I get to that question, I just want to add one thing.
Okay, all right, sure.
One very important pro, which is the fact that, when you teach your child yourself, the child, there's a bond with the child.
Oh, yes,
so,
yes.
So there's a connection. And who can be more patient? Who can be more patient with the child? The parent. So it's actually a training process, because you might be impatient. I know a lot of people say, I'm impatient, I'm not going to be able to do this. And maybe it starts out that way. But we found that as time goes on, you become more patient with the child, and you devise ways to explain things to the child. If the child doesn't understand, you know, it's unlike in a class situation, particularly in a public school environment, where a child will just, if a child is not doing well, the teacher can just move on, you know, and not really care whether the child made it or not, as long as month end I get paid.
Yeah, so they're not just a number in the class. They're actually, the child becomes an individual, eh?
Absolutely, absolutely. Can you remind me the other question?
Oh yeah, no, that's fine. I wanted to know if because I mean expect subjects like science, like maths, and like pop computer studies, etc. Does a parent have to really know these subjects? Because I mean, if you got to be teaching these, you got to know them. I think that's the limitation there. What's your experience there?
So you don't have to be an expert in all these things. The beauty of the world we live in today is that there are online resources that we can tap into, right? I happen to be good in those subjects you've mentioned.
Okay, so all right. Interesting.
I teach my children all of those, but because I'm also a busy individual in terms of my work, I can't spend as much time as I'd like to teaching them. So I supplement my teaching with online resources that are available. There are particular resources available on YouTube and other channels, and there are homeschooling curricula that you can tap into as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow. It's a very interesting subject. Now, if a child now has to, reintegrate back into mainstream school system, if that ever arises, how easy or difficult is that?
So we went through exactly that. We had to take our son back into the mainstream. So we've got three boys, right?
All right.
And The older one is now 15. So we took him back to school at 14, and like in the middle of the year, because we could kind of see him needing, you know, to fit into a group, needing to be with peers. And he has an interest in sports, a keen interest in sports. So we wanted to give him that environment where he could play sport. So initially we took him to a public school. He went in there and, you know, he was just fine. He didn't struggle at all with any of the subjects. And he took up a new subject that within the space of that term, because it was midterm, but by the end of the term, he had really good grades in that. But he had to go for extra classes, to catch. So it maybe it's our experience, but that difficult. And I think part of it is all that we spent time investing in, you know, all looking, scouring the internet for online materials, some paid, some not paid. And I promise you there are a lot of free educational resources that you're able to make use of that follow the, for example, your CAPS curriculum, and you're able to then keep your child kind of aligned with curriculum, but you are able to enrich it, you know, with a lot of Christian principles and things like that.
Beautiful. Now, before I let you go, just one last bit. Now, there's a parent who's perhaps listening to you and really thinking and considering about, you know, this option. What would be your advice to them?
My advice is go for it. There are resources available, like I've mentioned, across YouTube. If the first thing you should probably do is just search for information on YouTube. There's another place on this Facebook where you can find homeschooling groups. Not all of them are Christian based, but definitely you can get a lot of information about YouTube. About homeschooling on Facebook. So there are a lot of groups there. You can get into one of those groups. You can get the people are, you know, it's quite a community, and the people are very friendly and ready to help you along with, you know, with the journey. Because it can be daunting starting out on your own, but I promise you it'll be very rewarding as you see your child grow. You know, in the way, you know, they say train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he's grown, he will not depart from it. You know, that verse will come true in your life if you take the time.
Beautiful stuff, man. Beautiful stuff. Well, Tashinga, I want to thank you so much for coming through and giving us this experience. I think it's a lovely experience. But I think, you know, as a parent myself, I think I should actually, you know, try this one out. I'm sure that the Lord has been with you throughout the experiences. And so the Lord should be with those who want to try this one out. But thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you, Zama, for having me. I absolutely encourage you. Go for it.
Lovely. Thank you.
Yeah. God bless.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.